Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, what is a best investment? Think this over. Every effort, energy, time, money I spent in my health, or for my health, for my spirituality, I got many times back. Actually, this is the best investment. So the Dalai Lama said, when a man is old or sick, he thinks on health. Maybe this is then too late. If we think over what is the most expensive bet in the world? The death bed. What is for the terminal ill people maybe the best investment? In health. And now, because my experience, I have helped so many people to become healthy, and also from other friends who are alternative doctors and so on. If you offer a terminal or a terminal ill person an alternative healing concept or healing path, then most of them will not take that, because most of them, they are too stingy. They cannot afford it, because their health insurance is not covering it. Oh. It is so. It is my experience when I ask other alternative doctors, they have the same experience. Believe in one thing. Terminal ill people believe that they'll die and that nothing will help them anymore. Okay. Convinced from this awesome doctors. Let's say I have to die. Okay. What is the second most expensive bet in the world? The sick bet. Can you buy anybody who is for you ill? No. Easy answer. Then you think over what I have said before. No? What is the best investment? If we look deeper on the reason why we're getting, or the causes why we're getting diseases, then this is mainly stress, so suppressed negative feelings, and an unhealthy lifestyle. My question, can we avoid that? This is, and if you look even farther, then we see that the spirituality is intervened with our health. And a healthy body is also a healthy spirit. And if we are aware of our negative intention or attitude, then for sure we can live easier a healthy life. And for what is this stress good? We got a body from God, and so the body is a temple of God. Think it's over. So, and then we torture our body for meaningless ego trips with diseases we could prevent. Does it make sense for you? And then just to get fast gratification and eating sweets, pizzas, and all this unhealthy food, instead to think what will be good for your body and choose that. And this we don't choose because of our negative attitude. This we can avoid if we would be aware what is inside of ourselves. So, I forgot something, okay, we don't care. The next thing is our spirituality. If we run after our ego and doing what our ego wants, we never find peace in our mind. We never will enjoy our life. And for that, developing our spirituality to go on the inner path to become really healthy and happy and blissful and have peace in the mind. Even we have everything in the world, things is over. Our ego wants more, more, more recognition, more girls, more sex, more, more, more. And so the spiritual part, we need lesser and lesser and becoming more satisfied and happy with less things, because we discover the happiness inside of ourselves, and to the same time is even a must, we become healthy. And we know that it's all the stress for what. So the best investment is always in our body and in our spirituality, if you want to be happy and healthy and to enjoy our life, to get rid of the grip of our ego, which is the cause for our diseases and for our suffering. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you. And bye.